was very measured, very reserved, quite quiet there today, and the attendance itself was actually quite low, and in the past few minutes, the EGM has actually drawn to a close.
All right, okay. Fergal O'Brien, who's at that EGM, interesting to see the change in the mood of the shareholders at that EGM today. I suppose everyone willing to give David Hodgkinson and his team a chance now to turn the fortunes of the bank around. Some welcome good news today. Almost 300 jobs being created. New Tesco supermarket opening in Kildare. Tom Dunn was broadcasting from that this morning. Also, BioShell chose recruitment drive, which will see 20 new jobs being created. Other stores in the Tesco group are also hiring in Mayo and Waterford. But it's a very sad reflection of our times that for just 560 or odd jobs, they received over 6,000 applications from people who were looking for work. CEO of Tesco Ireland, Tony Cohan, spoke about the absolute deluge of applicants.
Well, it's the full range of jobs you'd associate, with a store of this size: management positions, technical positions, sales assistant positions, right across the board. We had a fantastic response here. Obviously, we capped applications at around 3,000, and we prioritised, apart from the fact that people need to be able to do the job and are well qualified, that we gave priority to people who live locally.
Jerry Flynn is employment specialist with Align Management Solutions. Jerry, is this what employers are getting a lot of lately? If they have any job that they put up onto a website or onto a newspaper, they're just getting an absolute deluge of people who want that job.
That's right, Jonathan. I mean, we see here in Naas at Tesco over 11 applicants for every job that they have available. And it's a sign of the times. And what's been happening actually in the last 18 months is that where employers often have a few jobs, they're quite reluctant to advertise them too widely, because a good employer will obviously have to process all the applications and have a fairly open selection process, which can take an awful lot of time if you've a lot of qualified candidates.
But the thing is, I remember speaking to you about this in the past, is that what's happening is that they're getting a lot of applications, but a lot of people wouldn't necessarily be suited for the jobs, and it's hindering the employers to a certain degree, because people aren't applying for the right job, they're just applying for any job.
That's right, and there's a certain amount of desperation, and let's be blunt about it, 6-7 years ago, you wouldn't have that big a queue of people seeking to work on Tesco loading shelves or on the checkout or something like that, and they were actually bringing in a lot of employees from overseas. And that's why in this selection and recruitment process, it's really important that you get people who've got the right skills and who are actually keen on that particular job or that particular career. And of course, a lot of people at the moment, through desperation, are just looking for any stopgap that will bring in some income and that can they can do a little bit better, at least, than the €204 they might be getting on the dole.
We heard many more people applying for jobs at Marks & Spencer, a new outlet that's opening in Cork as well, than were actually on offer. At this stage, do we know what type of people are applying for these jobs? Is there any way of measuring who's in the business? As you said, a couple of years ago, there wouldn't have certainly have been that much interest in a job in the retail sector, but now you've probably got people with a lot of qualification who are very, very happy to take those jobs if they were offered them.
Yeah, well, a lot of retail through the first decade would shift patterns in that, and it attracted an awful lot of students and younger people. And that's why students generally had reasonably good incomes, and they didn't have to pay any third-level fees, so they had fairly good disposable income. That's kind of all changed now. But certainly there are some short-term opportunities in retail at the moment in the run-up to Christmas, but a lot of employers would be quite cautious, whereas they might have taken on 10 extra people a few years ago for Christmas. This time they might take 4 and just hope for the best.
Very quickly, Jerry, if I can switch to the statement that came through from the Department of Health earlier on. This voluntary early retirement and severance scheme for management and administration grades and support staff in the health sector that was announced by Mary Harney a short time ago, we're told it would fund around 5,000 staff leaving the HSE. It's going to cost €400 million. Are you surprised by that, or is that really the government coming out with what they have said they're always going to come out with, and that is a redundancy scheme that will get rid of perhaps some of the fat that's in the health service?
Well, it's very belated. In fact, all of this should have been done when they were pushing through the merger of the health boards into the HSE in 2004. They aim to get about 5,000 voluntary redundancies or early retirements, and that will cost about 80,000 each. That's your 400 million. priority will be given to people in administrative and clerical roles. Now, the problem is, and I suppose from the union point of view, is they've basically got the next 2.5 weeks to make up their mind, and they must clear their desk and be out of the office by the end of the year.
There's a short time frame on this.
So it's quite a short time frame. But people have been known that this was being in the air for the last few weeks, and those who want to go probably will go. The early retirement is very attractive, not so much on the lump sum side, but the option of having half your pay until you then accrue your pension, which would be quite attractive. The whole deal, though, is capped at 2 years' pay, and it's structured on 3 weeks' pay per year of service, plus your statutory entitlements, which are basically €1,200 for each year of service.
Do you think there's going to be much union opposition to this?
Yeah, well, naturally, the unions would like to think that they could get really headline redundancies, and probably by going to the Labour Court, they might hope to try and get that increased to 4 weeks instead of 3 weeks. But the reality on the ground is a lot of unions have settled for much lower redundancy terms, especially in the construction sector, where there's been little choice and the jobs are just disappearing. The other problem in the health sector is there may well be a lot of administrative and clerical people who just want to take the money and get out. Morale is fairly poor as well. And a lot of people actually have been hoping for some kind of a redundancy scheme ever since the HSE was set up 6 years ago.
Well, maybe the government is using this as a template on how they're going to do it if there are further redundancies, voluntary redundancies in the state sector down the line. Gerry Flynn, Employment Specialist with Align Management Solutions, thanks very much for joining us.